Let's go to our wow line, Doug in Ohio. You're up with us. Hey, Doug, wow me.
Good morning, George.
Hey.
I had an event that happened to me a long time ago that has into a structure of my life in a lot of ways. I've not been allowed to talk about it publicly because it embarrassed my family. Hmm. My best friend Jeff and I were camping near northern Ohio. I'm from Sandusky originally. And we used to go out all the time to a place called Rest Haven. My family, we had been watching UFOs with my mom and dad for months, maybe even a year, up by the NASA near Sandusky and up by Plum Brook, Cleveland. So I wasn't really upset when we were camping and we saw these kind of strange lights hovering over a couple of the small lakes we were camping near. But one of the lights came closer to us, and we could see that it was a round craft. And it was just skimming the treetops, and Jeff got kind of scared. I was a little bit scared, too, because I was only 14. And we were watching, and this thing got really, really close. Then we woke up, and we were on the other side of the lake, and our campsite was in disarray, and we had to walk several miles to get back to where we were. And we talked about things, and neither one of us remembered a lot at that moment, but then things started coming back to us, and we remembered, you know, I don't like to say abducted because I don't really feel like I was taken at gunpoint or anything, but we both know that we were taken on board of a UFO, and the last thing we remembered was like 11 o'clock at night, and this was like 5 o'clock in the morning, so there were several hours that we can't really account for.
Have you gone through any past regression therapy at all, Doug, to pick up some more of these recollections?
I've done a self-study on it, and my older brother, who passed away 2 years ago, helped me with it for a while. He was one of the only ones in the family, and my mom, that you don't want to even acknowledge or listen to the stories. Jeff has refused to do anything about it. He told me that it's just something he wants to file away and just forget about.
Yet he believes it happened to him too, right?
Oh, he knows it happened. Yeah. It was 1973. We're both 51 years old now. We stayed in contact, and when the two of us are just alone, we talk about it. I have gained like psychic abilities, and I'm able to perceive things. I wish I could explore these things more, but I see auras on people, and I know when somebody's lying to me. I have a real strong sense of being able to perceive, you know, truth and lie. I sense things. I have a way of channeling into things that I can't explain. And I really feel like it all has something to do with that. I've got these small markings on my wrists and on my arms. I had a small piece of a metallic item come out of my left wrist when I was in my 20s, and we took it to the doctor, and the doctor said it was some type of he just thought it was kind of a zinc metal that I had got into my skin somehow. It was a small triangle.
Where is that little piece of metal now, Doug?
It's it was in my jewelry box, and when my wife and I got married, she did some house cleaning. She threw it away.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You may have one of the most authentic ET implants.
I still have several of these things. They're still there. I would love to have somebody explore it, or, you know, they're still there. They're not far below the surface. I mean, they're just right there.
Well, I tell you what I'd like to do. I'm going to have Gina get your phone number with your permission, Doug, if you would. I'd like Dr. Roger Lear to get a hold of you, and maybe you two can work out how he can take a look at this. That's what he does. So, Gina, if you would get Doug's information, and we'll call him back and get it to Dr. Lear. That could be incredible.